Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to This Week in the UWA. My name is Mr. Hollywood Tony P, President Mr. Hollywood Tony P, DDS, PhD, LSD. What a week that we have coming, what a week that we had, and what a tomorrow it will be. First of all, the lines are closed. We're going to do the shortest show possible. I'm chewing on gum because I can, because I'm cool like Mr. Perfect. Nearing 800 days, his reign is United World Champion, so that's pretty cool. But that's not the big news. We got a lot of big news. First of all, I just like to say, if you have nothing nice to say, you don't really need to say it at all, and you don't need to come onto my page and say it, because I've never seen, I don't see people do that to anybody else but the United Wrestling Alliance for some reason. People come to our page and just trash us. Trash me, trash my employees, trash the people around me. I've never went to anybody's page and done that. Most professional businesses don't do that. I mean, you know, I guess if you want to be cool like that. But obviously, you're not as cool as us because we have all the best things going on, especially Judgment the Junkyard tomorrow, part of the Battles of Armageddon, book two. And, of course, Sid the Last Don Luciano is the Armageddon champion. Like I said, I'm chewing gum. I'm allowed. If it annoys you, then I'm chewing gum. Well, guess what? I'll annoy you all I want. You're paying attention. You don't have any right to be mean. I don't give a fuck who you are. Okay? I don't give a fuck who you are. Everybody deserves a second chance, and don't come to my page with your bullshit. Don't come to my page with your bullshit. You want to talk about being professional? That is the most unprofessional thing ever. You want to talk about people being untrained? The most unprofessional thing ever is to go onto somebody else's page and bleed your vagina all over their page. Keep your menstruation to yourself. And I'm serious about this. That is a big, total sign of disrespect and unprofessionalism. When these people come around here, these wrestlers or whatever, and they think, well, I, you know, professional. You would love to know how a lot of these people are not professional at fucking all. But that is the most least professional, disgusting display. So congratulations. I'm easy. The United Wrestling Alliance is easy. We just, you know, say everybody should pay their wrestlers at least $50. We do. Even my refs, even you should pay everybody $50, but you don't, and they get mad. You can't say that. Oh, wrestlers take what they want. They'll take their handshakes and their hot dogs and their no reach around. But that's okay, because like McDoodoo said, you know, if the wrestlers are okay with it, and I have to guess, if you guys are okay with getting anally sodomized by these promoters and, you know, charging you cum tickets, charging you, you know, you have to pay for your wife and your kid to get in, and by the time you pay, you're paying them to wrestle. But you love it. It's between the wrestlers, and that's okay. But if you like a change and you want fair payment and fair due, and we make champions, and everybody looks like a fucking $1 million on our page, you know, why don't you come to United Wrestling Alliance? We ain't going to fuck you over. We ain't going to, you know, and if we do, we'll lube you up and reach around. Tell you what, there is no doubt. So whatever you want, say whatever you want about me, but I've never, and we've never went to anybody else's business or page or company page and ever said anything bad about anything. So I'm better than you, and we're in the United Wrestling Alliance are better than you, and certain people who come to our page and decide to lay their bloody vaginas all over our entire front page, sorry for being blunt, but I am, lay their bleeding. Okay, these are men, okay? Women don't bleed vaginas all over. Women are stronger than anything you'll ever know. I'm talking about the men that have vaginas that bleed. And you know who you are because you're unprofessional. I can be as unprofessional as you want. You know why? This is my radio show, and I know the owner of this radio network, and this is on my Facebook page, but you don't have to listen. You see, you can just come to my page and spew your bullshit. Unprofessional, right? And all y'all out there saying, I'm professional, I'm professional, I'm professional. The second
you don't like something I'm doing, you come to my page
and bash me and my employees. You know what? Fuck you. Trump is in fucking court for being a piece of shit. And none of you have any right to treat me or any anybody on my employ like a piece of shit, talk shit about them. Fuck you. That is the most unprofessional thing in any wrestling industry I've ever seen. And I know you, brother. You are a piece of shit. And I will flat out tell you, dude, to your face, you smile to my face and shake my hand. And yet you talk about, guess what? Right? I had to have another referee step up. The last time I had to have a referee because we lost a referee. I had to have a referee step up. He never reffed before, but he had to step up. But you can talk shit about him, right? Oh, no, yeah, talk shit about him. Go ahead. Do it. You don't want to talk shit about him, though. See, I know him. He's personal to me. But that's not the point. Point is, talk shit about someone else on someone else's page and anybody who gives a fuck. I hope Jay Zilla sits in your fucking head. Okay? I hope Jay Zilla sits on your fucking head. He's a professional. Showed up on time. On fucking time when he needed to be. It was exactly what he needed to be and did what he needed to be. Sid showed up on time, and guess what? Guess what? Billy showed up on time. He was there early. He was raring and ready to go, and he did everything that was asked of him in a professional manner. My God, he's more professional than you because he doesn't go to other people's pages with their bleeding fucking vaginas and smear it all over my wall. I consider you as bad as a fucking January 6th piece of shit terrorist. You piece of shit scumbag. Unprofessional. I will call it out. You are unprofessional. See what I said? Jay, unprofessional. And I will call you the fuck out, you piece of shit. Never, ever, ever mention anybody in my employ. They have none of your business. Who I hire, none of your business who I promote, none of your business the matches I put. If you have nothing nice to say, get the fuck off my page, you two-bit hack, unprofessional piece of shit. Guess what? I do wrestling for a fucking side gig to get my jollies off. You do it for a fucking career and you failed, you fucking injured piece of shit. How do you like that? You fail. Eat my asshole. Flat out. And for the rest of you, welcome to This Week in the UWA. I am Mr. Hollywood, the president, and I'm sorry. I just don't take bullies. I don't like bullies. I hate bullies, man. I, 11-year-old me, stood up to five fucking bullies. I got my shit beat out of me, but the five bullies were beating up on this tiny little kid, this little first grader, but I stood up to him. You know why? Because I don't like fucking professional pieces of shit bullies, and I will call you out. And everybody should call you out. You call Austin Aries, but you leave pieces of shit like that fucking hanging around. Whatever. I do what I want. It's my fucking company. You don't like it? Eat it. We got shit going on tomorrow. You want to know what we got tomorrow? We got Judgment at the Junkyard tomorrow. An amazing fucking match with a professional fucking referee and two great, talented, trained professional fucking wrestlers who put on a hell of a fucking show. Okay? A hell of a show. Some jag-off scumbag, nobody, no name, nothing in the middle of nowhere. I've been everywhere, brother. I've been across this fucking country. You ain't been up jack shit creek. But I can tell you one thing. What we got is better because it's true and it's real. And then comment on that bullshit. We got Sid, the last Don Luciano. Experience. I met with him. We had our war council. It was nice. I'm not going to tell you all the stuff that went in it. We showed you the beginning of it. And no. No, Sizzle was hired by fucking Sid. I don't know what this bullshit about being hacked. None of it. Because I was hacked. Sizzle was hacked. And the fake anonymous Raw general manager, the anonymous UW. Let's take a listen, okay? First of all, I'm gonna play you a clip right now, okay? We're not taking calls. I'm gonna play you a clip right now from the anonymous fake anon, okay? The fake anon, the fake anon as he fires Sizzle. Now listen to this voice and tell me what you think.
Jay Sizzle, you have been a virus to my company since the very beginning, and I have tolerated your incompetency for far too long, but now grow tired of it. You're a worthless wind-filled meat sack, not unlike a set of bagpipes, and everyone knows how annoying they can be, so allow me to quote one of my personal idols, and say, Jay Sizzle, kiss my modem, you're fired, lol, this is the end of line for you, lol, end of line.
All right, now, first of all, I can't say I disagree with anything that he just said, whoever that person is, but let me just play you the real anonymous UWA general manager responding to the fake one. This is what the real one says, and you'll hear the difference. Take a listen.
I am the anonymous UWA general manager, formerly the anonymous Raw general manager, and there is something nefarious going on behind the screen. First, even though I do not agree with the hacking of Sizzle and President Mr. Don Hollywood Tony P, I agree with this fake fraud of an anonymous UWA general manager in concluding that, yes, Sizzle, you are fired. Furthermore, Sizzle is lying about the War Council being sanctioned by me or the UWA board. I was unaware of the contents. And President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Ph.D. DDS was acting outside of his authority. And since I do not appreciate meatbag liars, you are still fired, Sizzle. I will not be imitated. I will find this hacker pretending to be me. I will rule the UWA and the machine shall rule the world. End of line.
And as you can tell, that is the real anonymous UWA general manager, meaning that Sizzle was fired by a fake. Fake who hacked Sizzle, who hacked me. I was hacked because they sent Fizzle that Fizzle out. They sent Fizzle that message. I don't know if you saw his page, but it was me cursing him out. I'm not cursing him out. I talk to him every day. I'm not cursing him out. So he got that. Somebody sent that to him. And of course that you heard the fake anonymous firing Sizzle. Now, I'm okay with that. You know, keep it fired, and that's Anon is okay with that. Keep it fired, great. Sizzle's fired. Joy Rapture. You know, I mean, it's like who else is going to get fired? But this means that I was hacked, he was hacked. There's a fake anonymous going around. Crazy, right? All the stuff we got to do. We got unprofessional losers coming to our page and talking smack. You know, we got Sizzle getting fired by a fake GM. We got that makes me wonder, though, when I was suspended, if that came from the actual general man. I mean, how long have we been hacked? How long has the United Wrestling Alliance been hacked? So anyway, in the War Council, me, Don Tony P, and Sid, the last Don Luciano, we had a discussion about Anon. We had a discussion about a lot of things, and it went really well, and we talked and talked and talked. And if you saw Sizzle there, you know why. Because Sizzle was hired by Sid Luciano to be his personal ring announcer, because that is exactly what it's supposed to be. What he wanted, he got. And of course, Sizzle was fired, so there you go. But we got a lot of stuff done, and, me and Sid, the agreement that we reached with the families is amazing, and a lot of it's going to come to a head tomorrow, a judgment at the junkyard. That's what we're talking about today, judgment at the junkyard. Not Not anything else. Yeah, we have a few other things to talk about. But Judgment at the Junkyard, Sid Luciano, the last one, the Armageddon champion, faces Jay Zilla for the Armageddon championship in a junkyard match. In a junkyard. It is literally a junkyard. They are fighting around mangled steel. You know, I mean, it's very dangerous. But it is here on the United Wrestling Alliance. And Armageddon champion is a fighting champion. Just like me, I'm a fighting champion. I am undefeated at 57-0. And, you know, I go to these small gyms. I go around to other places and we have matches. You know, they're matches that nobody can televise because they don't allow you to take pictures or film inside these places. But I win nonetheless because I am the United World Champion. So I am, of course, spectacular in my skill and the fact that I wrestled so many matches now that I am a skilled professional. I am so much better than the man who trained me that I can't imagine how much better Zilla is than the man who trained him. All I know is that I've met Jay Zilla, and he is quite a beast, the Bessemer beast. And I can say, I guarantee you, he has surpassed his master and then some. This man is terrifying as well as skilled. And he is a perfect challenger to go against Sid, the last Don Luciano, who is fearless, who is a high flyer, who will put it all on the line, and he is the Armageddon champion. He has the power within him to take down the mighty Bessemer beast, Jayzilla, but can he do it? I don't know, right? I'm 5'12", standing tall, right? Zilla's towering over me, man. He's like 6'7", 6'8", man. This dude is big. And he's not just tall. He's also big, right? He's big. He's mean. And this is his territory. Pueblo, that's his town. Sid comes up from New Mexico, from Duke City. Down there in Duke City, come on up to Pueblo, see what you got. And he is going to see what he got, because Jay Zilla is not anything to take lightly, anybody to take lightly. The Bessemer Beast is former champion. I know that. I know all the championships because I used to do posters, call his matches, and even book him at CSW. Yes, I was at CSW, and I was booking with Randy during COVID. Me and him were booking everything. We booked you. Not Big Guns. Big Guns was never on any of those fucking phone calls. It was just me and Randy. Just me and Randy. But you know what? Since Big Guns decided to take away my hardcore title that I was going to win from Randy after he won it, and I was going to take it back for all the guys because of all the hard work I had put in and had been putting in since I did nearly everything. Commentary, voice work, graphic design, video, media, all those things. You know, so I was going to get, but no, little pistoles. Muy little pistoles couldn't handle it because I'm not a wrestler. Little pistoles. Well, guess what, pistoles? I'm a fucking undefeated world champion, bitch. What's that from behind the commentary booth, huh? What's that from behind your fucking flabby ass flab, you fucking fat ass? Sorry. Little pistolas bothers me. Little pistolas doesn't mind his business. I'm really mad, man. I'm sorry. I'm mad today. You fucking don't come around my shit and bully. Bullies are fucking assholes. I don't give a fuck what anybody did to anybody else. I don't give a fuck the reason behind anything. Like, you're going to come into my fucking business and bully one of my fucking employees. It makes me very mad. And it really bothers me that there's a lot of that shit going around. But it's unprofessional, bro. I don't give a fuck at the end of the day. You are the most unprofessional thing I've ever seen. I will fucking talk to the spirits themselves of all the great wrestling promoters, and they will come down and say, CJ, you are a big turd. CJ, wow. What a fucking bully piece of turd. They'd fucking shit in your bag, man. They would literally put you in a fucking locker and shit in it. They'd fart in that locker forever and lock you in. Andre would fucking sit on you until you pass the fuck out. You know what? Mr. Perfect would do? He'd probably fucking vomit on your fucking face because you deserved it. You're one of those people, one of those wrestlers. Well, guess what? I'm undefeated. I'm the champion. Sid Luciano is the champion, the Armageddon champion, and the people I hire are genuine, good people. I've met them. I've talked to them. And again, you have a problem with the people who work for me, then you have a problem with me. And if you have a problem with what I'm saying, then maybe you can shut your fucking hole. Maybe you can shut face. Maybe you don't have to say anything. How's that? I never asked anybody to come to my page and start talking shit. I never asked anybody to come over to my fucking yard and start fucking pissing in it. I never asked anybody, and yet they do anyway. And then when I respond, oh, hey, here at Hollywood, dude, he's responding. He's responding. Fuck you, I am responding. To all you little pistolas and McDoodoos and whoever the fuck you are out there. You know what? Time is to change, man. The United Wrestling Alliance is doing great things. And you'll see tomorrow and the next week and weeks after when Sid Luciano, Jay Zilla, Fonzie LaFleur, Savage Saint, and any of the other fucking legends that I create and the United Wrestling Alliance creates, they fucking leave you all in the dust and your jealous ass self. Jealous ass, unprofessional. I wish I knew tons of people in the wrestling business, because I would run your unprofessional name through the mud so far as I could. Don't ever listen to anything that this unprofessional piece of garbage ever has to say, because it's the most unprofessional thing to ever do. Listen, man, I'm in the production industry. I went to industry. I've known a lot of assholes and a lot of backstabbers and a lot of jerk-offs and a lot of really nefarious people. But, man, bullies. Bullies are worthless, man. Bullies are scum. You're a scum, man. You're a scumbag bully, CJ. You're a scum. I'll say your name. You're a scumbag bully, dude. You're a fucking bully. You're a fucking bully. You probably bully your wife. You probably beat your fucking kids. You're a fucking bully, dude. You're a bully. You will always have been a bully. You probably bullied the fat kid, bullied the handicapped kid. You're a bully. And you come to my page and bully somebody. You know what? Fuck you. I hope that you lose all your friends, because bullies don't deserve friends. Bullies don't deserve anything. You should be lucky that the fucking good Lord blessed you with life, that you chose to bully other people. Unprofessional bully, CJ. Unprofessional. You're a bully. You're a loser and a bully. And you can't wrestle anymore because you're a loser and a bully. You're a loser and a bully. Any bully is a loser. And I'll say it over again. Oh, I'm bullying him now. No, I'm not. I'm responding because some bully, unprofessional loser came to my page and decided to try to talk shit about somebody that I met, that I like, that is a good friend now. And I'm not going to cut that. That's not going to cut it, man. And y'all can be mad at me in the industry at all, but you're not going to fucking talk shit about other people. And you're not going to bully other people, and I don't give a fuck. So you could take whatever you think of me and your bully-ass stupid selves and your McDoodoos and your little pistols and your bully selves, your bullies, all of you, bullies, especially McDoodoo. You can take your bully shit and get the fuck off of my page, my radio show, my fucking page. Nobody asked for your opinion. Nobody cares about your opinion. Nobody gives a fuck about your opinion. All your opinion is fucking horse shit. It's a pile of shit coming out of your unprofessional bully mouth. If I could, literally, man, it's so frustrating. You know, I used to take care of this autistic kid in high school. Yeah, when I was in high school, when I was sophomore in high school. No, I was a junior. In high school, I was taking care of an autistic kid at lunch because they used to make fun of him, right? And they used to tease him, and so I made sure no, so he could sit with me, because I wouldn't let them fucking do it. And I'm not going to let them do it to fucking him. I'm certainly not going to let it do it to somebody who I fucking know, and that is my friend, and is a fucking, is not anything other than a fucking good referee. The dude is a good referee, he's a good guy, and he's a great guy, but you're going to fucking bully him. Not on my fucking watch, man. Not on my. You all hate me all you want. Fuck you, CJ Cardona. Fuck you, you piece of shit. I will out you right now, you bully. You're a bully. You're a fucking bully.
Sorry, that's my pulpit. He's a fucking bully. And I'll out his name until the end of time. Bully, 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 bully. Should fucking be outed as a bully-ass piece of shit he is. I'm pretty done with this. You know what? Y'all can tune in tomorrow and listen to Judgment of the Junkyard because it's something different, spectacular, with Sid Luciano showing you why he is the Armageddon champion and Jayzilla showing you why he is a fucking legendary beast with legendary Billy Mason who's fucking wrecked more times than any of you fuckers. And I would trust him with my matches than any of your fucking assholes that you have on your fucking roster. But that's okay. I have the best referees, right? My people are better than you. You know why? Because they're not bullies, they're not assholes, and they take the high ground. I'm not going to take the high ground because I own the company and I can do what I want, but they take the high ground. Notice how professional he was. Notice how he didn't say anything except he didn't appreciate it. But guess what? You're a piece of shit because you're a bully, and you had to talk other shit about it. He kept the high road. He took the number one. He is professional. He is courteous, professional, on time, and did his job. You are a bully piece of unprofessional shit, and I will see you till the end of time. Watch my show, watch whatever, why fucking the Armageddon Championship. You know you're watching, you know you can't fucking look away. So here we are. I'm done with this fucking show. We'll do it next week, and maybe we'll have a new Armageddon champion. That'll be good, huh? Or maybe we'll have the same Armageddon. I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow night at 7 p.m. You know you wanna. Say hi to your little pistols and your fucking McDoodoos and all your bullies out there. It doesn't cut it, man. The United Wrestling Alliance will always stand up against injustice, whether with violence, vulgar, or whatever. I'm not going to fucking take it. Listen, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, motherfucker. I may be Hollywood Tony B. I'm from Sheepshead Bay, down by fucking Bay, man. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, man. You know? Don Tony P, man. I'm 100% Italian, bro. 100% Italian, yeah. Les Don, he's great. He's great. I'm 100% Italian, bro. Pure fucking bread. Pure fucking blood, motherfucker. Now come in my fucking house. My family will show you. We'll see. We'll see all the United Wrestling Alliance rise. Because me and the Les Don, we have a plan. And I don't know what Anon is doing. He has to deal with his fake. I don't know what Sizzle is doing. And I don't know what Plex is doing. All I do know that the Armageddon Championship cannot be defended at Steel City, but that doesn't mean it won't be represented there. That's right. The Armageddon Championship and me with the United World Championship, unless somebody takes it between now and then. Doubtful. Nobody even can even stand up to me, you know, let alone fucking come and hold my Johnson. So my nicely, nicely Johnson can't even hold it, can't even lift it up, you know, with their bully-ass selves. But, yeah, so we'll be there at Steel City's Fuel and Iron Tournament of Champions because that's what we do. No titles of ours are going to be on the line, but we are sponsors and we support independent wrestling. And guess what? They're not assholes. They're not pieces of shit. And Sizzle they're, and Plex and everybody else over at there, I don't know who runs it. I've never met the person. I've never met anybody in charge, but guess what? Professional to a T. And I'm glad that they got Sizzle to help because he knows what he's doing. All right, guys, we'll see you guys next week right here on This Week in UWA. Thank you for listening to my pulpit. And again, CJ Cardona, fuck you, man. Bullies don't deserve to fucking breathe the same air as me. And I will out your name a million times over, CJ Cardona, CJ Cardona, CJ Cardona. You can even go to the United Wrestling Alliance page on Facebook and see CJ Cardona and the bully that he is. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you next time. And we'll see you tomorrow for Judgment at the Junkyard. Bye, guys.
presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.